go. You should go with our.
Is there any way I can stall it by saying, hi, like, we did event finder. My name is Grace Hunter, and then you go?
Yes.
Okay, so all
freshman Vanessa Angel came all the way from Carbon County with her friend Kira Funk to participate in Utah's first all-girl high school hackathon, a marathon tech design event. Funk is more interested in coding than Angel is, but Angel had fun being creative with a team.
I learned a lot about working with everyone and making sure all the ideas work together, because group is probably the best thing you can do. If your group doesn't work together, nothing's going to get done.
Participants were separated into different workshops, user experience, research, and programming. Then they formed teams to create apps. Instead of receiving a crash course in coding, the teams used an analytics platform called Qualtrics to program. Treasure Mountain ninth grader Natasha Mays was in a group called Team Giraffe, and they created a project called Love for Lunch. It's a survey that every student takes at the beginning of each week to plan for the following week's lunch options. Kids could choose mac and cheese for Monday, or maybe they're planning to bring lunch from home instead. Based on survey responses, cafeteria workers could plan on how much mac and cheese to make. Mays says it'll help cut down food waste at Park City High School.
After your second lunch, the lunch ladies will come around like offering people all the extra food. And so we're trying to stop that, and so we can save the school some money.
Data from the National Center for Education Statistics show fewer than 1 in 5 women graduate with a degree in computer science. Mays wants to pursue computer science and engineering as a career, and she hopes more women get involved in the field. She says more women aren't in computer science because of a bias that forms when kids are young.
Like, everyone's just told that girls are supposed to just, like, be more about makeup and stuff, and that's what they see everybody older than them do, so that's what they're all about. And like, boys are, they get to see more games and stuff because that's what they see older people do, and so they play more games and then they get into the techie side of things.
At the end of the day, judges chose first, second, and third place winners. Those teams' projects included an app that sends out group study session requests, a survey students could use to report incidents at school, and a website that connects students with clubs based on their interests. I'm Emily Means, KPCW News.